title is a title that we used before. We also used this passage before. Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Friends, we're a small group. What are we facing? What have we just faced? The book of time. But you know this? There is one church in the Southwest Baptist Association. Its office is doing all the work because the membership is a terrible office. But it's still meeting every week and it's still sharing God's love. Friends, never, never give up. And I sincerely, and this is the reason I'm using this passage again, I sincerely believe that God has got a new thing for us. And I think it started actually in the lockdown for two reasons. One, there was an online ministry which many people have appreciated and which has reached people we've never reached in any other way. That's one thing. The second is that while that's been going on, Torbay Council, led by their leader, has said we will definitely find the Widows Community Association and Church a place where they can put headquarters. Will be more than that because it's a community centre and our community centre. But you know, as people use that community centre, we will be able to reach more. And I think that's one of the ways that God will build his church here. So don't let us give up, because we are the forerunners. And on us rests a good responsibility to help the Lord do his new thing. We're not doing it on our own. It's under his We have seen God working in the lockdown with new worship, new teaching, and new evangelism through the online reach to many more people. The churches that have used online ministry is tremendous. We're not the only ones by any means. God's using all of that. We're such a small group. How are we going to raise money for this big, large broadcast? Well, recently, I have noticed that there are certain charities, and this amazes me, I've found two recently, perhaps there are many more, but they're not interested in giving smaller grants to support charities in their ongoing work. They want to give big grants for new endeavours, new enterprises. So surely there is an avenue for us to find people who want to help new enterprises. And so I believe that if that's God's way, then that's the way we will go. All I do know Council will not provide a site for us, and they're going to, but they wouldn't do it if we weren't going to have a building put in. So let us be confident that that's going to happen. The journey of the children of Israel from Egypt to Jordan
may be remembered again with great joy. There was worship with many miracles, and there was the very tangible presence of God. However, if you remember, instead of reaching the promised land in about a year, as they should have done, the Israelites took 40 years, by which time many of the original group had died. So what went wrong, and what can we learn from this? A, we must not live in the past. You know, when things got difficult, the Israelites began to think they would have been better off if they had stayed in Egypt. Some Christians today are still looking back to the good old days. We look back, but don't try living them. God is something new for us. And we must follow the Spirit's leading if we're going to benefit from all that God could and I'm sure will have in store for us. We know, don't we, that the Spirit of God is a spirit of movement. He will never allow us to become static or to fossilize into patterns and meetings, which no doubt were a blessing in the past, but for the sake of the effective evangelism, a church, all churches, ought to review at least once a year the whole pattern of services, meetings, and organizations. Ruthless questions need to be asked in an attitude of prayer and submission to God. Who alone is head of the church? It's got to be God, isn't it? Are the meetings achieving anything today? Are they the best use of time and money? Are they helping to build up members today? Are they really assisting the church in evangelism today? The value of Christianity is not an important point. Christian work is constantly crippled by clinging to the blessings and traditions of the past. Yes, they were great times, but we move on. God is not just the God of yesterday. He is the God of tomorrow, and God is the God of today. Rabbi, do not complain about the present time. As God tested the Israelites, they responded with grumblings and complaints against God and their leaders. You can grumble at me if you like, but don't grumble at God. Criticism, gossip, resentment, grumbling, and bitterness. These things quench the work of the Holy Spirit. And they can keep us as people in the spiritual desert for years if they're not there. When the pressure is on, often we might look for someone on whom to load off our frustration and our anger. And the scapegoat may be someone we've never truly forgiven for some past effort. But we need to remember, God forgives and forgets. And we must do the same. If we want to experience the fullness of God's blessing, we've got to forgive and to forget. And then see, we are to believe in God's promise and claim it for the future. You know, God is able to do new things. But sometimes it's our unbelief that robs us of all the blessings. God wants to change our moral and spiritual wilderness into a land filled with the fruit of His Spirit. Do you believe this? Do I believe it? Do you really believe it? I hope you do. God has new things in store for us, must be sufficient to God. There must also be real worship, good teaching, outreach, but most of all, true love for each other, a love which flows out to others. So let us be faithful to our Lord. Let us accept his promise. Don't go elsewhere locally, now and again, but let us take our place in the family of believers where he has brought us, bringing, inviting our friends and neighbors so that we might build up God's church, not down the road, but here. All are welcome. So together, may we experience all that I believe God has in store for us. But I have to tell you this, and I have to warn myself of this. The devil has had his way. Now together we will send him back. The devil loves to destroy churches. There's no room for him here. So let us experience all that the Lord has in store for us. And I appeal to each of you and to myself. Let us take our concerns to God. Do not discourage those who are seeking new ways of doing each other. Let any frustration, fear, anger, doubts, let them all disappear. Thank God for the past, yes. Be ready to give ourselves a fresh beginning today. Oh, I must. Be confident about the future, because I know God is faithful to his promises. And he says, see, I am doing a new thing. Small we may be, but don't let us be discouraged. He is going to do a new thing, and to him be glory.